With recent bushfires in Australia, a growing number of people are asking why we don't follow the Indigenous procedures more often. Dr. Jason Sharples is a Bundjalung man and an associate professor of the University of New South Wales in Canberra, who works in bushfire risk management. He says there's a lot of benefit to be had from listening to Indigenous Australians. The Wise Catherine Andrews asked Dr. Sharples what the differences are between Indigenous and non-Indigenous bushfire prevention strategies.
The main difference between hazard reduction burning in the non-Indigenous way and Indigenous or cultural burning is, in cultural burning, the aims are more holistic. So it's really aimed at a result which maintains healthy country. Reducing the fuel load is part of that, but there's a whole lot of other connected objectives going on in the Indigenous way of thinking with cultural burning. I mean, you're sort of looking at doing something which is going to give you a whole lot of different outcomes at the same time. So, you know, you're looking at biodiversity, and, you know, the effect on the soil, effect on the hydrology of the country, as well as reducing the fuel loads. Whereas with non-Indigenous hazard reduction burning, usually the main aim is just to reduce fuel load.
Are you worried about more farmers burning off or cutting down trees without having knowledge about proper fire prevention?
Yeah, I think, I mean, having that proper knowledge is the key, and it really comes down to what is proper. And I mean, from the Indigenous point of view, it's more about maintaining healthy country as a whole rather than trying to manage for one, you know, particular aspect, you know, reducing fuel load or whatever. And, you know, there have been instances in the past where private landowners doing burns, the burns have actually got out of control and caused problems.
Can you explain what fire circles are and how they work?
From my understanding, fire circles is when you put fire into a landscape from, you know, a cultural burning perspective, you're really doing it in a very gentle way. And so just sort of dropping a single ignition point, a match, if you like, or a firebrand, or lighting up with a little bit of branch or something like that. The idea is just to place a little bit of fire in the landscape and let that sort of spread out slowly as a circle. You try to do this where there's not much wind, which means you'll get a circle forming as your fire shape, and just allowing these circles of fire just to trickle through the landscape almost like water would, you know, picking out the bits dry enough to burn and, you know, burning gently enough that you're not taking out, you know, your small saplings and so on, as opposed to just putting in a line of fire over a large area or lots of, you know, fire into the landscape at once. You can get really intense fires which can damage some of those ecosystems.
What changes would you like to see policy-wise to the current bushfire prevention practices?
The real issue, I think, is when we talk about these really large destructive fires like we've been having, there's still a lot we don't know about how they burn. They don't burn like your ordinary fire, which burns as a nice, well-behaved front across the landscape on a milder day. When you get these really extreme conditions, these fires tend to burn as essentially rolling swarms of embers going across the landscape, which has a different dynamic to it. So there's still a lot we don't know about that, and there's still a lot of research that needs to be done to understand how or what types of land management practices are going to be really the most effective in dealing with those. But I do think that reconnecting Indigenous people with country on larger scales than what we've already been doing, because there's been a lot of cultural burning going on around the country, but fairly small scale still. So looking at it at a broader scale, I think, is a really interesting idea, really important initiative.
Dr. Jason Sharples, Associate Professor in the School of Science at the University of New South Wales, Canberra, speaking to The Wire's Catherine Andrews. This story is produced for The Wire, independent current affairs on community and Indigenous radio across Australia. The Wire is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, and you can find more of our stories on thewire.org.au.